Hello, 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 hello. It's your girl, Angie B here on Crystal's View, and she is sure enough back. Let me tell you a little bit about me, okay? I am a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, but most of all, I am your coach. It's your girl again, reintroducing herself, revamping this thing, and letting you know I'm here to stay. So today, I want you to think about something crucial. When you started your journey, you set out to create something. You wanted to be revolutionary, right? And somewhere along the way, you lost the path. You lost sight of what it is that you wanted to have. This happens to people. Life happens to people. And then at some point, you realize, what am I doing? Can I wake up from what it is that I decided I was going to work on? Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B here. And I'm back, guys. I've got a really good training for y'all today. So sit tight. So I don't know how many of you guys know this, but I am a professional network marketer. I also work from home. I health coach. I do all the things. And in the beginning of this journey, I started out just on a journey trying to figure life out. Okay. How many times have you guys been through something like that? Well, I've since joined an amazing team organization where we train our leaders to literally be leaders. And then one of the elements of a leader, I know you guys probably heard this a million times, but being a leader, you have to read, you know, fill your noggin with something. And one of our leaders on our team actually said something during a training, which really rung bells for me. And it was creating the sustainable business, right? What does that look like? You know, what elements of our lives are we excluding when we're building a brand or business or something like that? How serious are we taking our journeys, right? So in normal MLM, or I hate calling it that because it's really a profession. I mean, it's a facet of business that isn't really talked about much. And actually, quite frankly, has like this looming negative tone to it because of the amount of unexperienced people that join businesses who don't have really a business backing and, you know, start to progress. And then because of the lack of growth and change within themselves, it just turns into a nasty thing. You know what I mean? And I think that's really where a lot of this looming heavy nastiness is projected upon this profession of business, right? And in that stream, you're taught to do things like created a hundreds list and harass your friends and family. And, you know, the systems are sort of kind of duplicatable, but not really, you know, so you get lost in all the shuffle because of the quick growth, the quick money, the quick, all the things, you know, like you can literally change your life within 5 years of joining the right organization. You know, it's an innovative, visionary process of business. And I think it's just an amazing thing once you plug in and do the things that you're supposed to and you create the most amazing culture within your own organization and extensions and connections, you can actually succeed and create something beautiful and masterful. So let's get into it.